This is Jet Juergensmeyer. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Feelings come and feelings go. If there's one thing that I know, my love, you outshine the sun. And every morning it's the same. You're the best part of my day, my love. You outshine the sun. There's something I think you should know. All I need is a little bit of love, a little love to make me happy. All I need is a little bit of you, a little love is all. Through my love, you outshine the sun. I can find you anywhere, just name the place and I'll be there. My love, you outshine the sun. It's something that I've always known. All I need is a little bit of love, a little love to make me happy. All I need is a little bit of you, a little love is all.
Anyway, we start another day in Nashville. We're in the media room, and Jet Juergensmeyer has joined us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to finally meet you and put a face to your name.
That's right, yeah, because obviously I've been in contact with Babs. Is she your manager?
She is, yeah.
So it's nice to really meet the person. And I didn't realize you're only 19.
Yes, sir, 19 as of November, so kind of a fresh 19-year-old, if you will.
Because we've been playing your music for the last year or so, and you've been doing very well in our charts, and people love your voice.
Thank you so much. I was kind of surprised to hear that my music was getting played across the pond, if you will, and that was kind of a shock, and it was exciting, because I never thought that was even possible. I'm only 19.
I know, but you're only 19, you've had these hit records, and you're also pretty much a famous actor as well. tell me about that, because I didn't realize that.
It's something that started off kind of around the same time music did. I always make the joke, whenever you're from Nashville, you're going to be involved in entertainment in some way, shape, or form. And mine just happens to kind of be in front of the camera or kind of behind the mic, kind of in front of people. So I started acting when I was 4 here in Nashville. And when I was five, started going out to L.A. and acting out there, and it all just kind of took off. I was working for anybody from Disney to Nickelodeon, Netflix, Fox, you name it. I've probably done something for them over the years, and I'm still very involved in that. And now I am actually a part of SAG-AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild. I'm a part of their board of directors for the office here in Nashville, so I'm the youngest board member.
Good gracious.
Yes, sir. So it keeps me busy, but it's a lot of fun. It keeps me out of trouble.
So what production do you involve with at the moment?
Oh, my goodness. So right now I'm actually doing a lot of voiceover work for Nickelodeon. So I used to do shows for Nickelodeon when I was younger, but now I'm the adult voice that introduces the shows. You know, next up on Nick Jr., you're watching whatever the show might be for that day. So that's what keeps me busy now. And then obviously music has been really taking the spotlight, and you know, writing and then working on this album that's going to be coming out very soon, which I'm really excited for, nervous for, all of the things. So that's been keeping me really busy. And obviously college, I'm in college as well, so it's all just kind of
very busy.
I am, but there are. It's better than just not having anything to do and sitting on my butt and just.
You should say that.
It's better than having nothing to do or doing the typical teenage thing, getting in trouble, doing silly things. This is, you know, gives me a purpose, gives me a goal, gives me the motivation to drive and be better.
Well, I think you've got a big future. I'm very sure.
Thank you so much.
Singing and acting, my goodness.
Thank you. Great. Thank you very much.
Great.
This is Jet Juergensmeyer. You're listening to Lee Williams.
If I speak my mind, I'll get caught up in all the detailed lines. Say something wrong even though it feels so right. I'm falling for you. Every day feels like I've got something to prove. Sometimes even a king can be a fool. What can I do? Because you got me tangled up and tongue-tied, baby. You got your hand in mine making me go crazy. I'm not ready to say it, maybe. You don't feel the same, but if you do, then tell me you're falling too. Been here before, but this time it's something that I can't ignore. Every time you leave me wanting more, and more and more and more. 'Cause you got me tangled up and tongue-tied, baby. You got your hand in mine making me go crazy. I'm not ready to say it, maybe. You don't feel the same. Tangled up and tongue-tied, baby. You got your hand in mine making me go crazy. I'm not ready to say it, maybe. You don't feel the same, but if you do, because you got me tangled up and tongue-tied, baby. You got your hand in mine making me go crazy. Now I'm ready to say it, maybe. You don't feel the same, but if tell me you're falling too. Falling too. Tell me you're falling too.
So, are you touring at all? Do you perform a lot?
I do perform a lot, especially here in Nashville. Over the summer and then into 2025, I'm going to have quite a few dates coming up where they're not just me with my guitar. It's going to be me and my band, which has been a lot of fun, and I'm really excited for those because I get to perform all the time with two of my best friends, Jack and Justin, my drummer and my guitar player. We got three J's on stage, and we all love each other. We're like brothers, and I'm really, really excited for those touring dates to be coming up over the summer and then into next year, which is kind of strange that I can already talk about stuff that's happening in 2025. Feels like 2024 just started. And then I'm playing all over Nashville. I play on Broadway a lot. I play, you know, off-Broadway on, like, Martin's Barbecue, stuff like that. And wherever they'll have me, out in Ashland City, I stay pretty busy around town.
My God, well, we'd love to have caught you, but I think it's going to have to be another time.
Next time. I'll be over in England a little bit later this year. I'll be in London, actually, in June.
Doing what?
I'm going on a vacation with my family, my parents and my grandparents. It's the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and so we're going on a cruise, and we'll get to see the beaches and stuff. And we're stopping for a couple days in London, so I'll be over there. I'll have to reach out and
well, give
see
me a
it.
Call.
I will.
Take a card.
There we go. Look at that. I'll reach out.
Yeah, please do. So, what's the background of your last name? Because initially, it was a bit difficult to pronounce.
Yes, sir. So it's Jürgensmeier. It's very German, very German. We still have Jürgensmeiers in Germany that pronounce it Jürgensmeier. Okay. And so it's, you know, I spell it J-U-R, but originally it's J-U-E-R with little umlauts over the U. When my family came over here from Germany, we got rid of the E and the umlauts to, I guess, come across as more American, but we got rid of the only silent letter in the name, so it really didn't change the way our name sounds, but it's a very German last name, and so people ask me where Jet comes from to go with Jürgensmeier, and my parents always make the joke they had to find something short and sweet to go with 12 letters of a last name, so Jet's only three. It's pretty simple and to the point.
What's the current single?
My current single on the radio is Falling 2. I've also put out two digital songs as well, All I Need and Coffee Bar. And my next radio single is going to be a song called Good Days, which will be coming out in April, which I'm very excited for. It's, you know, these are all songs that are kind of off of my next album. So it's all exciting to be showing people little glimpses of what's going to be on there. But it's also stressful because, you know, once again, I wrote all these songs. All these songs are about me, about my life. And so if people don't like it, then it falls on me because I'm the writer of them. So it's a little stressful, but it's exciting all at the same.
Well, we're playing Coffee Bar now, and they're loving it.
Thank you so much. It's going
up the chart.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me because that was a song that I was really, really excited to write. I wrote that song a year and a half ago in 2022, October of 2022. So to finally be able to put that song out and to get traction and be getting played on the radio is wild. It's amazing.
Well, you seem to me like you're a veteran at 19. You've done so much.
I have been doing it for a long time. I've been around the industry. I grew up in the industry. You know, my parents have a publishing company. My mom was a songwriter here in town. And so I just grew up around this industry. But even though I've been doing it a while, I'm still new and I'm learning every single day. Obviously, you know, there's the things that I do understand, but I always go into the room expecting to know the least to try to learn the most, if that makes sense.
Great. Jet, it's been great talking to you.
Great talking with
more,
you.
More success in Europe, and we look forward to the new single.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to talk to you again. I'll have to see you when I'm in London.
Please do.
Yes,
please
sir.
Do. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Jet Jürgensmeier. You're listening to Lee Williams. Down coffee bar, who'd have thought I'd find love in here? Blonde hair, broken boots, tapping along the neon moon. Who would have thought you'd turn this town into a dance floor? Quite that fast. told you how I was feeling. You and me could have started the story, you were the starring.